This episode of Vegas Revealed is sponsored by Targeted Tax Relief. Whether you're someone who has the IRS on your back because of owed taxes, or an accountant or CPA with clients who have tax issues, Targeted Tax Relief can help.
These tax professionals specialize in resolving really tough issues with the IRS. In fact, at Targeted Tax Relief, they are enrolled agents who can directly negotiate with the government on your behalf to come up with a debt resolution settlement.
Do you or your clients need peace of mind and the IRS to lay off? Call Tracy and her team over at Targeted Tax Relief today. The number is 888-843-4113. You'll get a free consultation, but you have to call 888-843-4113.
An operator is standing by 24 hours a day to take down your information. It's confidential and secure. Call now or go to targetedtaxrelief.com. It's Vegas Revealed, episode 104. Las Vegas becomes an even bigger sports town over the next few weeks as major events come to town, and they're doing it Vegas style.
Love that. And Lady Gaga is all in when it comes to her jazz and piano show. She just added more dates.
Some oldies but goodies announced shows, a rundown of some favorites coming to town.
And they're from our era. I can't wait to talk about that. And you listen to us, but now you're going to see us. Details on a brand new Vegas-based show that just dropped.
Let's spin that wheel.
Welcome everyone to Vegas Revealed, episode 104. Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister with you. It's another show, another week, and another month.
Can you believe it?
No.
Already February? I mean, I was having a hard time even wrapping my head around being in 2022, and now, like, January's gone, we're already into February.
I saw a news report last night, and the reporter was saying something like, it was the first something of 2020, and I'm like, no, wrong year, we're in 2022, but it does still feel like we're in 2020.
I still write down 2020, as my God, it's such a time warp. But hey, February in Vegas means we have some major sports action happening, and it's kind of outside of the season for a lot of people participating. We're going to get into all that and the really cool events that have just been announced. That's just a few minutes away.
Yeah, we always say Vegas style because we just do things like times
so 10. So much crazier, yeah.
That's the best part about our city. So I want to tell you about a new show that just dropped that Sean and I are a part of. So you hear us, you listen to us in the podcast. Now you'll be able to see us. We're excited to announce this new show called Vegas On.
Yeah, and this is a show that is being put out by the LVCVA. This is the organization that really promotes Las Vegas to the outside world and that entices people and businesses to come here, and conventions draws them into town. So we're excited to be a part of this new show that's really highlighting all the amazing things that Las Vegas has to offer.
Yeah, you can find the show at visitlasvegas.com, okay? And I am in the first episode where we're going to take a look at some things going on for Valentine's Day and how Las Vegas is such a great place to not only get married, but also propose to your special someone. We talk with the Paris Las Vegas about what they have to offer, and then we go through some different areas that might be a good spot to pop the question. So look forward to that. And then in an upcoming episode this month, Sean, you're going to be doing behind the scenes of the Bellagio fountains. I can't wait to see this.
The fountains of Bellagio are another Las Vegas attraction where people like to pop the question
right,
and have little ceremonies out in front of the fountains with the fountains going off.
Yeah, you don't need to hire a band, right?
No,
the
you
music's
don't.
Music's right there for you.
It's all right there. One of the only lakes in the world that has its own soundtrack. And in one of the future upcoming episodes of Vegas On, we're going to take you behind the scenes to see how exactly all of that works. And there's a lot that goes into keeping those fountains in great working order, and you won't believe the amount of time it takes to just put one show together. So that'll be in a future episode of Vegas on. Again, you can find that at visitlasvegas.com.
Yeah, they're going to go all the ins and outs of Las Vegas, all the cool attractions, all the great restaurants, in-depth look at all that stuff. You won't want to miss the show. Again, check it out, like Sean said, on the website, and we'll talk more about it in future episodes.
Yeah, but Dana, speaking of the Fountains of Bellagio, that is one of the locations where some major sports action is going to be happening. The NHL All-Star Weekend happening right here in Las Vegas, and they're doing some skill-based events for NHL All-Star Weekend on the Fountains of Bellagio.
Yeah, I was looking at some pictures of this. This is cool.
It's called the Fountain Face-Off.
I love it.
And basically, it looks like they're going to have a bunch of, I'll call them lily pads.
Right, but they're hockey pucks? Are they hockey pucks?
Yeah, it looks like they're hockey pucks or like the circles that you would find on an ice rink.
Right.
But they're actually floating out in the Bellagio fountains. They're going to boat players out to the center ice, and they have to shoot the puck over the water, land it on these circles that are floating out there. There's also goals that are floating out there. So it's going to be a skill-based competition to see which NHL players, the best in the league, obviously, have the best shots and can land their pucks on these floating ice rink circles. So lots of special events involve the Fountains of Bellagio. Of course, we have the NFL draft that's coming up. We have Pro Bowl weekend right here, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the actual All-Star game is here at T-Mobile Arena, and that's Saturday, the day that our podcast drops. So you could be listening after it's already been played, or you're listening on Saturday and it's today. And then we have the Pro Bowl right down the road at Allegiant Stadium. So two huge major events happening this weekend in Las Vegas. And, you know, a lot of times, Sean, people will say, well, why do we need so many, like, arenas now and stadiums? Like, and I guess this is one of the reasons, because now we can have an All-Star game on one day and then a Pro Bowl on the next day, and different venues and different crowds and different people, and it's going to be awesome. I mean, this is going to be a moneymaker for Las Vegas.
And there's events and fan fests and mascot challenges. I mean, this is all happening at various locations all around Las Vegas. So this is a really exciting time, and really proving once again, who would have thought just a few years ago there was no major sports league in the world
Crazy.
That would touch Las Vegas. And now everybody is just embracing it.
Right.
To the point where one of the skill challenges for NHL All-Star Weekend is like a blackjack game right on
it.
The strip. You have to shoot the puck to hit the rotating cards up on the board and see if you can get a blackjack.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, it looks really cool. It's going to be so much fun. Then the following weekend is the Super Bowl. And, you know,
yeah.
We don't have the Super Bowl this year. We will in 2024. But people come here from all over to watch the Super Bowl and bet and all that kind of thing. And Circa Las Vegas, one of the coolest places, you know, new additions, I should say, to Las Vegas over the last couple of years, is doing like an all-out big game party. And it looks like it's going to be a blast over there, you know, because they have the outdoor stadium swim with that huge screen.
Right. I mean, no better place to watch the big game, especially when you consider that all of the pools at Stadium Swim, and there's many of them, they're all heated. So it's warm water, even if it's cold outside, it's
right.
Warm water. There's plenty of drinks, plenty of food. There's the cabanas. It's going to be a scene.
Yeah, and I love it because it is the, like you said, it is a year-round pool. And so they're doing this first ever big bash party. They're calling it the Aqua Theater. I like that.
I like that.
Right?
That is nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes Derek gets a shot of the Circa pool or the Stadium Swim in some of the NFL games, too.
I would not be surprised if there was a commercial or something that featured Circa and Stadium Swim. But also, speaking of Super Bowl parties here in Las Vegas, I heard, Dana, that Peyton and Eli Manning are going to be the special guests at a VIP party on the Las Vegas Strip. So there are going to be some, you know, big-time NFL names and NFL greats who will be here in Las Vegas to watch the big game. And not all the big football names are at the actual Super Bowl. You'll find them here.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and this year we got the Cincinnati Bengals in there. They haven't been to a Super Bowl, I don't think, since like the late 80s. So, I mean, congratulations
to them. I remember watching them in the Super Bowl back in the 80s.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's been a while, so I love that. However, my dad has money on the Rams, Sean, so I'm going to have to go with the Rams.
Ooh.
Yeah, had money on them a while ago. You know, when you, like, bet early, and then when they make it all the way to the Super Bowl, the pot gets, you know, I think bigger and bigger because whatever. So, like, he's super excited to watch the game. So, I kind of wanted Cincinnati to win, but now I'm going to have to go with the Rams to support Dad. Speaking of sports, let's just quickly mention Tom Brady retiring. Obviously, a huge deal. We weren't sure he was going to be at the Pro Bowl because he was, we assumed, going to be in the Super Bowl. Now he's not. Now he's retired. So I'm wondering if he'll make an appearance this weekend in Las Vegas as well. You never know.
You know, it's very likely that he could show up at the Pro Bowl or even during Super Bowl weekend, too. So we have a couple weeks back-to-back where there is a very good likelihood of Tom Brady showing up. And you know, Dana, there have been rumors over the past couple years that this was even before Tom Brady went down to Florida.
Yeah.
There were rumors that he could end up moving here to Las Vegas with his family.
I know. I mean, why not? We just, this winter has been like the best weather ever.
It really has.
I don't know why everyone doesn't live here. But yeah, I'd love for Tom to move to town. And, you know, I was just thinking, I was laughing because when you said he might be here Super Bowl weekend, maybe just come and have fun, you know. I was thinking that drunk Tom Brady, after he won the Super Bowl last year, was the best piece of video I'd seen all year.
It really was, and he caught some flack for it, but you know what? He was celebrating. He was being happy. Good on you, Tom.
And real quick, speaking of Super Bowl, I just watched that Janet Jackson documentary that came out on Lifetime.
That's supposed to be really good.
It was so good, Sean. I literally woke up and started watching it one morning because I was up really early and couldn't sleep, and then I finished all four parts and that morning. It was so good. But it's on Lifetime. It's free to watch. There's limited commercials in there, so every now and then you'll hit a commercial, but it's worth it. Really well-done documentary. And she's in Las Vegas for a lot of it. She talks about the impact that Las Vegas had on her performing, you know, the Jackson 5, and what Las Vegas meant to their family and their performances, and kind of differentiating the Jackson 5 from her and all that kind of thing. She also visits Michael Jackson's house.
Yeah, because he lived here for years.
Yeah, when he lived here. And she talks about during this time how things became a little odd and off with Michael and her relationship. So it's really interesting. She drives down the strip and she, like you, like I just said, goes to Michael's house. Like you said, he lived here. So if you get a chance, check it out. It's on Lifetime. And I just, it was really one of my favorite shows at Park MGM that surprised me. I had never seen a Janet Jackson concert. So I went to see the one that she had at Park MGM, and I was blown away. Just, I love big dance numbers. I love fans and blowing hair and the whole not and the costume changes. That's my thing. So I really enjoyed it. I was super impressed, and I thought it was one of the most fun shows that I'd been. And you forget how you recognize every single song.
She has a lot of hits.
So many hits. Tons of number ones. Rhythm Nation, Control, you name it. Lots of people in the documentary, too. Paula Abdul. I didn't realize she was the choreographer for Control back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so she's interviewed in it. Lots of people in the documentary. Check it out if you can. Again, it's on Lifetime and it's free.
Actually, yeah. Didn't Janet Jackson give Paula Abdul her break, like, in the music industry? I think Janet Jackson's video might have been one of the first that Paula Abdul choreographed after being a Laker girl.
It could be. She talks about how she was brought in for this video. And I mean, that was really, I think it was Janet's first album that went to number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, Control was such a great dance video.
Iconic, yeah.
Yeah. And Paula talked so much about how Janet really wanted to differentiate herself from, like, the Jackson 5 back then and her brothers. And, you know, so anyway, it's really interesting. Yeah, Paula Abdul had a show here for, you know, for a while, too, in Las Vegas. Wasn't she supposed to return at some point, too? Or maybe
I think
not.
She was supposed to move over to Paris.
Right.
to the Paris Theater, but that was before the pandemic, and so nothing has been announced since then. We'll have to check on Paula. Yeah, well, I loved her show.
Yeah, I didn't see it. You said it was great, and I can only imagine. She's fun on TikTok if you get a chance.
She is.
Check in on Paula.
And she's great in person, too. I love Paula. Speaking of shows, Dana, another show over at Park MGM that I'm super excited that is returning with more performances is Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano.
I know. She announced 9 new performances, April and May, and everyone's just going crazy over it because I don't think people can get enough. It's such a word-of-mouth show that everyone talks about that I think people return to it, and then new people are happy to get the chance to finally get a ticket to it.
Yes, and what I'm excited about, too, in addition to Lady Gaga and Jazz and Piano coming back to the Dolby Live Theater at Park MGM, Gaga's band leader, Brian Newman, has a late night show over at Nomad, at the library over at Nomad. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to sleep all day and get ready to go out and have a good time at his show over there as well. I don't believe dates have been announced for that, but with Lady Gaga's show coming back for more dates, those usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, and I bet you, I wonder if with the Grammys going on, if he'll do something. Because she starts her shows, right. I think, the next weekend after the Grammys are in Las Vegas, so she's probably coming in for all that, maybe rehearsals. Yep. I bet they have a little party or something like that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Also, something more, let's see, our era, Sean. I'm a little older than you, but the Gin Blossoms were
still the
huge.
Still in the same era.
Era. Yeah, the Gin Blossoms were huge for me during college, and I love them. They are coming to Las Vegas. I'm excited about that, and they're going to be under the stars at Green Valley Ranch.
And that's such a great venue that doesn't get a lot of credit, I don't feel. And so it's great that Gin Blossoms will be over there. And
they're doing their whole popular album. So, I mean, it's going to be, we may need to go to that for sure.
100%. I'm down.
And then the Steve Miller Band, I mean, he was huge during my high school years. Mm-hmm. I think our prom song was a Steve Miller song.
It probably was.
So he's coming to the Venetian, and, you know, the Steve Miller Band, headed up by Steve Miller. So that'll be fun, too, over at the Venetian. Then I'm not sure about Bad Bunny, but they apparently are something, because is it even a they? I didn't even research Bad Bunny.
No, Bad Bunny is a he.
It's a he.
Bad Bunny is a he.
Okay.
He's kicking his tour off here in Las Vegas, but it was such a big hit that added more dates.
Right. So now there's another date, and it's going to be at Allegiant Stadium. So it's not like small peanuts. So apparently people love Bad Bunny. I'll have to look into that and get all up to date because I am not savvy on the bunny. But I know that Alesso is joining.
Yeah, Alesso, yep.
Okay. Alesso is joining the Bad Bunny.
Just Bad Bunny, no the.
See, like, it's like when your parents say, I saw that on the Facebook, you know?
That's exactly it.
Or I went over to the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, he's not the Bad Bunny, just Bad Bunny.
Yep, our age is showing, for me anyway.
Well, I don't know about that, Dana, because listen, from the start of 2022, I feel like you've turned over a new leaf. You ushered in this year by going out all night at Marquee Nightclub, and you have had some banger weekends lately, including just this one that has passed.
Yeah, I had some friends in town, and, you know, you got to do it up because, you know, they want to do stuff, right? And, I was out and about and some more late nights this weekend, and I figured I'd run through some of the things that I did, some of the people I talked to.
At least the stuff you can talk about.
The stuff I can talk about. I may have been in bed most of Saturday in the day, by the way. So, first of all, beautiful weekend because it was busy but not too busy. And for locals, we like that, right? Yeah. We don't like that, you know, we want it to be busy and we want the money coming in and all the fun and all that. But I was even chatting with my Uber driver, and she was like, yeah, it's kind of been a slow month, but the roads have been quiet, but it's been kind of nice and things are starting to pick up. So we are definitely gearing up for a lot of stuff. And I know you talked about that earlier, Sean, with all the sports stuff. So, but a couple things I did, went to check out a couple new places. One of them, Genting Palace at the Resorts World. This was a Chinese restaurant. And I didn't even know it was there. And my friends were like, oh, we feel like Chinese tonight. We made a reservation. So FYI, delicious food. there. Little upscale, but if you love Chinese, we got a little bit of everything for the whole table, and it was so good.
Genting Palace is the name of
Genting Palace in Resorts World. You go right to the end where the kind of long walkway of shops is and turn to the left. Beautiful restaurant, too. Really enjoyed that. We did hit up Delilah, and I'd been there before. We've talked about that, but I also wanted to point out that I didn't realize Delilah open on weekdays now, too.
Yes, so that's exciting. Just recent. Within the past week or so, I believe, they started opening up on weekdays.
Yeah.
Over at Wynn.
Right. So, I mean, that opens up more time slots for people to check it out. Because remember, it's been so hard to just get in there in a reservation. Even I had to text a friend that works there and say, can you get us in? And we had to go early at like 6 p.m., which was fine. But it's not easy to get in there. Chica over at the Venetian is back open. Chef Lorena.
Chef Lorena Garcia, yeah.
Great restaurant, great vibe. Went to a Deluxe Version magazine party there the other day. I'm just reminded of how good the drinks are and the margaritas there. Just beautiful restaurant. If you get to stop by at all at the Venetian, check out Chica. When I was at Resorts World, I did a loop around Carver Steak.
Yep. The new steakhouse that just opened up within the past month or so. Over at Resorts World.
Yeah, I decided, let me, you know, dip in and see what it looks like, because I'm sure we'll go there eventually. But it was cool. It was kind of like in the round, you walk in and there's a bar, and then if you go to the right or to the left, that's kind of where how you get to the dining room, and it's kind of like a full circle. But when I looked outside, I noticed, and it wasn't the warmest night, it was a little chilly, but there were people eating on the patio with the heater lamp, but the patio looks great. So heads up, I love a good steakhouse patio.
I know. We don't really have a lot of steakhouse patios.
We don't.
So that's unique.
Yeah. So that was really pretty, low lighting. One side had a lot of like kind of U-shaped booths. There were tables on the other side, but it looks really nice. And I just have to say again, I just love Resorts World. It has literally become my favorite. I just think it's such a great, I don't know, I love the high ceilings. I love how every single area is just beautiful. I'm a fan of Resorts World. I'm still going with it. Enjoyed some time at the Wynn too. Went over to see the Lake of Dreams show. That's still kicking up. They're redoing the one patio on the bottom floor. So you have to go to the second floor for a little while to see the show. If you just want to see the show and grab a drink, you can, of course, go to either of the restaurants, Lakeside and SW, to eat on the patio as well. But heads up, I don't know what they're doing out there, but I look forward to seeing the renovations. It said coming April 2022.
Okay, so soon.
Soon.
Which is good.
Anything you did this weekend compared to that?
It was relatively low-key. Had dinner and drinks with friends. We did end up, like, buying a house. So that
was kind of a big deal.
That took up a lot of our time. There was a lot of paperwork going on there. But other than that, it was kind of low-key.
Yeah, and I'm excited. The home office is moving closer to me in central Las Vegas. So we
moving
won't say where.
Moving much closer to the Strip.
But I love it. My gas tank is already like shooting streamers.
That'll be an exciting time. I know we should.
We'll decorate my car like when, you know, homecoming in high school. When I make my first inaugural trip to the house, the home office, it's going to take me 5 minutes.
That is exciting.
It is. So congratulations on that. It is a big deal. Real estate is hot in Las Vegas right now.
Jeez.
Rent prices are skyrocketing. My rent just went up, and I guess it's just a sign of the times. What
it
are you going
to
do?
It is. Everything costs more. Hey, let's get into tips.
All right, let's fly through tips. But I wanted to mention Indian restaurants because I love Indian food. And I don't find a lot of people that do. I have a couple friends that are my go-to when we go have Indian. And it's just, it's not for everyone. I love it. Some of my favorite Indian restaurants in town, I figured it would be worth a mention for tips if you're in town and you want to go. There is one close to the Strip that's great, and it's an old classic, and it's delicious. It's on like Paradise, or it's on Twain near Paradise, which is just to the east of the Strip, so it's not a far Uber or cab ride, and it's great. Indian Palace has always been one of my favorites. Another one I go to is Mint Bistro. There's two locations in town. Great Indian food there. I love it. There's not a lot of like decor in one of the restaurants and a lot of vibes. So the other day we were going out for Indian, me and my friend that always go out for this type of cuisine. We said, let's try somewhere different and see if we can, you know, maybe find a little bit more of a vibe. So I discovered this new place called Clove Indian Cuisine and Bar, and it was really great. The food might be like the best I've had so far in town.
Wow.
Beautiful paintings on the walls. They have a little bar. Low lighting, but not super low. Like, it just a really good vibe. Some TVs up on the wall. Great staff. Really nice, attentive. I loved it. So I thought I would share. And this one is down on Rainbow, just to the south of the 215 area.
Okay.
So you know that whole shopping
yep.
area and different plazas? Yeah. And they're open 11 to 3, and then they close for a little bit, and then they're open 5 to 10. So they're open, you know, later if you want to go to dinner at like 8 o'clock or something.
Sure.
But Clove Indian Cuisine and Bar, I highly recommend.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to have to mark that one down.
Yeah.
My tip of the week, Dana, we're driving to a job site the other day, and we were driving on Valley View Boulevard.
Right near DI, yeah, right near Desert Inn, the road that goes over the highway and goes over the strip.
And we passed a costume store called Star Costume, and I had never seen it before, but Dana, you know of it, and as we got talking about it, I was like, wow, this is a place that not only locals should know about, but anyone visiting Las Vegas should know about Star Costume and Theatrical Supply as well.
Well, and you said to me, have you ever been to Star Costume? Like, kind of like you expected me to maybe say no, and I was like, sure have.
I was not expecting you to say yes.
Well, it goes along with my new 2022 theme, right?
That's true.
But I actually went a couple years ago. A friend had like a masquerade party for a 40th birthday. I needed one of those, you know, masks that you hold to your face
yep.
or you can put on with a little string. And so I went into Star Costume. Great store. Sean, they have everything in there, okay? So if you need masquerade stuff, if you need a Halloween costume, if you need showgirl feathers, if you need a mask for something else party themed, oh, like a, what do you call it? New Orleans, Mardi Gras. If you need Mardi Gras attire, you can go there. And there's all sorts of stuff.
And they even have like ballroom dancing. Gowns and tuxes, and from little kids up to adults. So really anything in the you would need a costume for,
right.
whether it's a party, an event, a theatrical production, just keep Star Costume and Theatrical Supply in mind, especially
yeah.
if you're coming to town and you have a special event that you're attending. You may not need to take up your suitcase space with your costume. Just look into it and give them a call and see if you can rent it when you get here.
Yeah, great idea. And also, I think they have like supplies. I've worked the Junior League does a fashion show every year, and I know they donate a lot of supplies for the high school kids to create fashion. So I think
mm-hmm.
they also have like, you know, if you are maybe sewing something on your own, creating something on your own, they have all the different kinds of supplies that you need there, too.
Yeah,
so
huge variety of hats and makeup, too. So
and close to the strip, like you mentioned.
Very close to the strip. Very right. convenient for all of your costume and theatrical needs.
And, you know, if you need something a little bit more advanced, you can go over to the Love Boutique, which is over DI onto...
That's a different kind of costume,
well,
Dana.
Just saying,
we're entering a different realm of theatrics there.
Some people might need to be like, I need to Vegas it up in a different way. So I'm telling you, there are options.
Yeah, there are definitely options. Hey, another quick thing I wanted to mention just super quick was over at IKEA the mm-hmm. other day, and directly across the highway from IKEA is the location where the new station casino, Durango Station, mm-hmm. is going to be. And they had the heavy equipment out there grading the construction site, getting it all prepped. So things are moving along over for Durango Station. Just wanted to mention that.
We love our station casinos. They're great. The locals love them especially. So we're excited for that one to open. That is for sure. Listen, have a great week, everyone. We will be back next weekend. What is it? We've got following weekend, we've got Super Bowl and Valentine's Day all in one weekend. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of husbands and wives probably fight Super Bowl weekend. So the husband's really going to need to make it up on Monday.
There you go. The timing is good.
The reminder is now we have a high male demo that listens to our podcast. So, hey, men, whether you know, you got to get on it. Get on it now. All right. That's my advice. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Vegas Revealed. This episode is sponsored by Targeted Tax Relief.
Start the new year off right by getting rid of those financial burdens that hang over your head.
If you haven't paid the IRS from previous year's tax filings, maybe you owe payroll taxes, or you haven't even filed your taxes for several years and are just afraid of what's going to happen, targeted tax relief can help.
Call Tracy for a free consultation. It's 888-843-4113. Or check out targetedtaxrelief.com.